Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The following program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery. Cane Vineyard and Winery supports Heritage Radio and the growing movement to change how Americans eat and how we think about our planet. For more information, visit www.cane5.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hey, you mothers, fathers, baby caregivers, expecting parents. This is Alessandra, and we are on another episode of Growing Good on Heritage Radio Network, straight out of Roberta's in Bushwick, New York. Today's topic is a very important health alert for all of us. I recently found out that Johnson & Johnson, a company that is under attack by many environmental groups across the nation, secretly bought Aveeno baby products, which is, ding dong ding, what I use on my 19-month-old son, baby Wally. I've been using it since he was born. First, I had tried a product called Mustela because it was the most expensive on the market, and I, like many people, just assumed that that was the best product to use for my son. It was full of fragrances that had many chemicals in it, so I switched to Aveeno because it's the one that you can find virtually everywhere alongside a product like Johnson & Johnson that states on the bottle that is all-natural oatmeal formula for your child. Well, in the past 3 months, Johnson & Johnson has secretly bought Aveeno, and they have kept the original packaging so that the front looks exactly the same, but lo and behold, in the back, they have changed the back label, changed all of the ingredients, and in tiny little words at the bottom of the bottle, it says, product of Johnson & Johnson. I would have never known because I'm running around like a mother. I throw the things in my grocery cart. I come home. I put it in the bathtub. Luckily, because of some email parenting groups that I'm on, a girlfriend of mine, Jen Watts, sent me an email saying, stop using Aveeno. It has up to 8 known carcinogens in it. And then I wrote her back. I said, that's crazy. I've been using this. It's all natural. She said, no. Johnson & Johnson just secretly bought it. So today's segment is going to be about some of this information that I found on this global attack on products like Johnson & Johnson. So let's get started. Are you using popular but cancer-causing baby shampoo? I'm reading some info that I have found on a great site called Mercola.com. It's all by Dr. Mercola. He's really amazing. You can sign up for the newsletter and get them in your own email accounts daily. So let's get started. If you buy special shampoo for your baby, the last thing you'd expect is it to contain what would be known as suspected carcinogens. But if you live in the U.S., this may in fact be the case. For the past 2 years, health and environmental groups have been urging Johnson & Johnson to remove 2 potentially cancer-causing chemicals from its baby shampoo. One of these ingredients is Quaternium 15, which releases if you can't pronounce it and you can't eat it, don't buy it and bring it home. Formaldehyde and skin, a skin and eye and respiratory irritant, and also a globally known carcinogen. Formaldehyde exposure has been associated with leukemia specifically. According to safecosmetics.org, the North American Contact Group considers Quaternium 15 to be among the most clinically significant contact alert allergens in children. The other chemical is dioxane. It's also a carcinogen and is present in Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo, oatmeal baby wash, moisture care baby wash, and Aveeno baby soothing relief creamy wash, Aveeno oatmeal baby shampoo. According to the CDC, 1,4-dioxane is probably carcinogenic to humans and is toxic to your brain, central nervous system, kidneys, and liver. So why is Johnson & Johnson dragging their feet on removal of toxic ingredients for U.S. lots? Well, on October 31st, the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics sent Johnson & Johnson a letter signed by 25 environmental and medical groups demanding they commit to removing the chemicals from all of its products by November 15th. And this is a quote. The campaign also urged everyone to boycott Johnson & Johnson until it complies. Well, Johnson & Johnson responded publicly, stating, and this is a quote from their statement, that we have been phasing out the use of preservatives that release tiny amounts of formaldehyde to guard against bacterial contamination. These preservative technologies, which are used widely in our industry, are all safe and approved in the countries where they are sold. Over the past couple of years, we already have reduced the number of formulations globally with these releasers, preservatives by 33%, and in the U.S. by over 60%. We are completing this reformulation as quickly as we can safely and responsibly to do so. As part of the manufacturing process, we have extensive monitoring to ensure that the amount of trace byproduct known as dioxane is any of our products is well below the level of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and regulatory agencies around the world that we consider safe. They continue to say, we have introduced new product formulations for consumers who prefer natural products, such as Johnson's Natural, a line that is 98% natural and contains no formaldehyde-releasing preservatives to trace or traces of dioxane. So, however reasonably as this may sound from Johnson & Johnson, there are two rather obvious problems with their reply. One is that they are already selling carcinogen-free version of its baby shampoo in other countries, so obviously no complicated reformulation would be necessary whatsoever. They have the formula ready to go to bottle. They're selling them in other countries. They're not selling them in the U.S. because in the U.S. they don't have to as of now. Two, the Johnson's Natural brand does not contain either of these chemicals, but it costs twice as much as their regular baby shampoo. You can't find it at your local stores. It can only be bought online. And that makes two carcinogen-free formulas at their disposal, which makes the line in their letter that says we are completing this reformulation as quickly as we can safely and responsibly do so seem like a rather strange excuse because it's a lie. The countries that are already receiving quaternium 15-free Johnson & Johnson products include Denmark, Finland, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, South Africa, Sweden, and the UK. So the reason why these products have not been introduced to us is because in the U.S., there is actually no government officials that test our beauty products. There is no bar that needs to be met so they can package and say whatever they want. So it's really up to you, to the consumer, and to us, the parents, to find out what it is that we're buying. So what to look for to avoid these potentially harmful chemicals. If you want to avoid these ingredients, you need to know what to look for, as they're not listed on the label, at least not in those words. So common ingredients likely to contaminate products with these carcinogens include, this is what you want to look for in your packaging, quaternium 15, DMDM hydantion. And again, this is where I have to reiterate, I found this online, I just thought it was so great. If you can't eat it or pronounce it, then don't take it home, because I can't pronounce half of these freaking synthetic chemicals that are in our babies' products. Imidazolinil urea, diazidinil urea. To avoid dioxane, watch out for these ingredients, which create dioxane as a byproduct, and they're called PEG-100 stearate, sodium laureth sulfate, sodium myreth sulfate, polyethylene, and cetirius 20. Other hazardous ingredients to watch out for. Well, it's unfortunate, but personal care products, including those specifically designed for babies, can contain a number of hazardous ingredients. And other common culprits to avoid include any chemicals that include the clauses xylol, cetirius, and oleth. diethanolamine, or DEA, a potentially cancer-causing agent. DEA also readily reacts with nitrate preservatives and contaminates to create nitrosodiethanolamine, which is also called NDEA, a known and potent carcinogen. The chemical also appears to block absorption of the nutrient choline, which is vital to your baby's brain development. Another one to look out for, propylene glycol. Despite the fact that the material safety data sheet warns users to avoid skin contact with propylene glycol, as it is a strong skin irritant and can also cause liver abnormalities and kidney damage in your children. It's a common ingredient in shampoos. I don't understand why. Why? And apparently neither do 25 nationwide environmental groups who have launched this attack, and they are using Johnson & Johnson as their first bait to get this problem solved, because Johnson & Johnson has been the longest household standing baby shampoo, tear-free, whatever they want to say in their advertisements. That's what we've been, you know, living on nationwide, in the South, in the North, in the Middle, everywhere. So they are using Johnson & Johnson as a beacon of change. If we can get them to do this, then the little guys hopefully will take notice, or will get scared and freaked out, whatever, and we can begin to fix the problem in our nation. So the last is the parabens. These preservatives may be listed on a label as methylparaben, ethylparaben, propylparaben, butylparaben, isobutylparaben, and E216. And then in little parentheses, they like to put like stars that say coconut oil or stars that say palm oil, and it's derived from. It's a lie. That's what they say to make it sound better. But they parenthesize it and they put a little star. And then when you read down at the star, you know, it's like when you find something that says may contain peanuts, you know, it's just not true. So all of these studies have shown that parabens can affect your body much like estrogens, which can lead to diminished muscle mass, extra fat storage, so obesity in our country, and male gynecomastia, breast growth. Whoa, hormones. Other studies have also linked parabens to breast cancer, as researchers found traces of parabens in every sample of tissue taken from 20 different breast tumors. The EPA has linked methylparabens in particular to metabolic, developmental, hormonal, and neurological disorders. We're talking about depression, we're talking about bipolar, we're talking about schizophrenia, as well as various cancers. And unfortunately, guys, this is the call for the average baby exposed to dozens of these potentially unsafe chemicals daily. This is a study that the Environmental Working Group, the EWG in our nation, has done. They've surveyed 3,300 parents and compared the baby products they use to lists of chemicals known to cause allergies, hormone disruption, damage to the nervous system, and cancer. Their review revealed that children are exposed to about 27 chemical ingredients on a daily basis, you guys. That's one day, 27 chemicals, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Our poor little babies. And then they grow up to be like me or you, and we go to the doctor, and the doctor says, uh-oh, your white blood cells are down. Uh-oh, you have breast cancer. It all springs from when we were these little babies that take in the stuff so much faster than you and I. Their immune system is different than you and I. They grow at a disproportionately rate than you and I. So a lot of these problems that you or I may be having as adults really have sprung from this, you know, what we have been exposed to throughout our life. So the EWG, you know, exposed at about 27 chemical ingredients on a daily basis that have never been assessed for safety by our government, not by the industry, not by the government, are affecting our babies on a daily basis. It's just really such a bummer, especially for me. I run the show and I am one of these suckers. I've been buying Aveeno and I did not know about this merger. And that's why I'm dedicating the show to this today. Examples of hazardous ingredients in baby products from that review included 2-bromo, 2-nitropane, and 3-diol. all that can cause allergies and skin irritations. In certain products, these ingredients can also break down to form other cancer-causing agents. Sodium borate, found in dissident diaper cream, and can accumulate in your child's brain and liver. So the diaper cream you're giving your baby for their little diaper rash may take the rash away, but it's hurting their brain and liver, people, and causing detrimental health effects. Oxybenzone, a common ingredient in sunscreen and baby products, can trigger allergies and may disrupt a child's delicate hormone system. Interestingly enough, 89% of products labeled recommended by doctor on the market were found to be some of the worst offenders, containing some of the most dangerous chemicals. This is advertisement. This is false advertisement. This is sad. This is illegal. And this is killing our health on a daily basis. The 2007, so this is from more than 4 years back, EWG study also determined that 82% of children are exposed every week to one or more ingredients with the potential to harm the brain and nervous system. 69% of children are exposed every week to one or more ingredients that may disrupt their hormone system. 3.6% of children are exposed to ingredients with strong data linking them to cancer, including chemicals classified as known or probable human carcinogens. 80% of children's products marked as gentle and non-irritating containing ingredients linked to allergies and skin or eye irritation, according to the government and industry sources, that will become permanent and last them a lifetime. So what do? You got to evaluate your ingredients before you buy. You got to read the labels. If you can't pronounce it, you probably don't want to put it in your body. Ask yourself, would I eat this? Look for products that are fragrance-free. One artificial fragrance can contain hundreds, even thousands of chemicals, and fragrances are a major cause of allergic reactions. Pay attention to the order in which the ingredients are listed. This is very, very cool and to know that I did not know. Manufacturers are actually required to list ingredients in descending order by volume, meaning the first few ingredients are the most prominent. So if you see one of the ingredients that we have listed today and they're at the top, they're the most prominent in that formula. If calendula extract is the last ingredient in a long list, your calendula body wash isn't very natural at all. And look for products that are made by companies that are earth-friendly, animal-friendly, and committed to organic and sustainable business practices, which we're going to be hitting you with to give you a little bit of a solution to this problem. And when we come back after the song break, and today's girl is the hippiest one of them all, Joni Mitchell. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spa. Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. They pay paradise and they put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charged all the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Oh, it always seemed to go. You don't know what you got till it's gone. They paid paradise and they put up a parking lot. Hey everybody, it's Alessandra back with an important health alert on Growing Good. We're talking about the craziness going on in baby shampoos, baby wash, and baby products on the market, on the stands right now. There is a huge attack on Johnson & Johnson, one of the oldest family traditions in our nation. They are being attacked. The attack has been going on for 2 years, and Johnson & Johnson is literally refusing to do anything about it. We know that they are providing false advertisement, false packaging, and they know because they have been alerted by over 25 environmental groups in the nation, and now the Safe for Cosmetics Operation organization in the U.S. has taken a final stance October 31st, just a few months ago. They are urging everybody to boycott Johnson & Johnson products and have given them an ultimatum to change or get out. So what am I doing today? On the first segment, we went over all the chemicals and all the packaging labels warnings you need to look for when shopping. But I'm strongly recommending switching over to organic brands of toiletries, including children's personal care products. Now, you can usually find a good variety at either your local health food store, but that's not really true. The best on the market right now in terms of if you're walking into a supermarket, if you're walking into a Duane Reade, or if you're walking into a CVS, the only thing out there right now that's practically okay is a line called California Baby. So you want to skip the Mustela, skip the Johnson & Johnson, absolutely skip the Aveeno because they are just, you know, secretly merged with Johnson & Johnson, and it's just infuriating. And you can find California Baby. They are not the best, but unfortunately, it's the only one available out there unless you start finding a local health food store, asking them to start carrying a product for you and your friends, or shopping online. So you got to keep in mind that not all products marked natural or organic are in fact wholly natural or organic, which means what? You have to do the work yourself as a parent. Greenwashing has become increasingly pervasive. Now, greenwashing is a term used when a PR company significantly spends more money and time on spent on advertising being green rather than spending on environmentally sound practice. So this consists of, you know, an advertising company spending lots of money on putting a picture of a forest on a product. So it makes you think, oh, it's a forest, it's pretty, or the picture of a sun, or the picture of, you know, plants. All advertising. It's called greenwashing, and it's disgusting. They spend more money doing this, it's been researched, then what they could do to actually make the product green. I don't understand it. I don't know. It must be because making these synthetic chemicals is easier for them to do in mass amounts than to go out and find some coconuts and break them and, you know, leak the oil out. Who knows? But it's very real, and so you need to do the work yourself. I have found the website because of this segment that inspired me to do so, called earthchurns.com, earthchurns.com, earthchurns.com. This is a nonprofit online organization that has committed themselves to only selling products that are 100% chemical free. You can order from them online. They don't have a monarchy on one specific product. You can put in a search really for anything. You couldn't put in a search for athlete's foot if you want. I put in a search for baby shampoo. Guess what? Two products showed up. So this is a company that dedicates itself to finding chemical free products, and only two showed up. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about earthchurns.com, and then we're going to end the segment with your very own homemade baby recipe for making your own shampoo, so you can just skip all the BS. So the importance of chemical-free baby shampoo and chemical-free personal care products, you know, continues. The advertising world may have to change their safe and gentle slogans about baby products from now on. Why? Because the campaign of Safe Cosmetics is an advocacy group consisting of nonprofit health and environmental groups that are collaborating to put an end to harmful cancer-causing chemicals used in baby shampoo and baby wash. They have chosen this topic as the most important of all their topics because it is the most dangerous that is happening right now in cosmetic land. So they recently published one of their findings. I went over that in the first segment. But they're talking about, should advertising carry a warning? They are trying to make this legal with the government right now. Advertisements about baby products and healthcare products traditionally highlight, and this is what you want to look out for, the soft, pure, and safe qualities of these products. Those are the words most seen out there. So that it is only logical that consumers consumers put blind trust on what they're buying for their children, but it looks like the campaign for safe cosmetics just sounded off a wake-up call. This long and hard battle wants you to think long and hard about ingredients in the baby products and healthcare products you buy on a regular basis. Soft and gentle may be more like unsafe and harmful. Two top brands of baby shampoo and baby wash were among those evaluated by this campaign and were two of the 17 products that were found to contain formaldehyde and dioxane. And those products are Johnson & Johnson and Aveeno that has just been bought by Johnson & Johnson. It's just very important that the attitude, you know, of shrug it off, since some argue that amounts of these carcinogens are highly negligible and therefore can't possibly cause direct harm, be completely put on a shelf. Everybody around us is sick. There's no way that there isn't a link to as to why. It's our products that we're using. There's no ambivalence about the products sold by Earth Churns, which is this company that I'm telling you about. They carefully inspect their baby products like shampoo and conditioners and skin lubricants, as well as household cleaners. You can find anything that you need. It's so important to use chemical-free baby shampoo and chemical-free shampoo for your entire family. So one source that I was able to find for my audience is earthchurns.com. When I put in the baby shampoo, two products came up. One is called Earth Mama Angel Baby, and they have an angel baby shampoo and body wash. And the other one is by Vermont Soap, organic bath and shower gel baby wash shampoo. And you can get this in an 8 oz or a gallon container. So there is something that we can do out there. However, I know how frustrating it is to have to stop and buy things online and wait. And I'm going to give you guys a little recipe here on Heritage Radio Network, because that's what we do best, so that you can go ahead and fix this problem yourself if you have the time. If you don't have the time, do online research, bulk, buy in bulk, stock up, and don't wait till you run out. This is a recipe that I found on a great online resource called Bright Hub. It's an online source of original articles and reviews on science, technology, and health topics. So baby shampoo, this article is by Beth Janicek. She has very cool articles, including lots about grass-fed goats and how to make profits, which is a big topic here on Heritage Radio Network this past fall. She's very cool. Her name is Beth Janicek, and this is her simple baby shampoo recipe. Baby shampoo isn't anything fancy, or rather, it doesn't need to be. All your baby needs to get clean is a mild cleanser, often just regular soap diluted in clean water. So you can just go ahead and cut that all out with this. With perhaps a bit of a light moisturizer to keep the baby's skin soft and smooth, some people claim that adults shouldn't use baby shampoo because it's made of a different pH level. But in reality, the pH levels of your shower water quickly overpower any pH differences in your shampoo. So baby shampoo is perfectly safe and gentle and simple for children and adults alike. Starter recipe. Here's the ingredients. You're going to need distilled water. It's guaranteed to be free of minerals. Even filtered water has some mineral content, so distilled is best. Of course, then I was like, well, how do I make my own distilled water? Boiling does not distill your water. Boiling, you know, does eliminate a lot of problems in your water, but it does not remove dirt and certain minerals and certain chemical compounds that may be found in it. So it's kind of a tricky process. You need to boil it, and then you need to evaporate the water into a jar for it to be distilled water. So again, you're going to be at the mercy of consumer shopping. You can find gallons of distilled water. Are they telling the truth? Is it distilled? We will never know, but it's the best that we can do for right now. So get your distilled water. Then you're going to need flaked or grated Castile soap. This is simple, traditional olive oil based soap that has been made the same way for hundreds of years. And then you're going to add essential oils available in hundreds of scents. Find the right one for your baby. I prefer lavender. It's the most calming. It's the less irritating. You can also find chamomile extract. It's the most simple. It's the most soothing. Pick essential oils that you think will fit your baby and your home. She also recommends rose and orange oil at other popular choices that, you know, you will find all over, and oils you can find everywhere. So that's great. Whole Foods carries them too. The amount of each ingredient depends, of course, on how much baby shampoo you want to make. A general rule of thumb is 6 parts water, one part soap, and several drops of essential oils. Don't go crazy on the oils. So if you want to make a 16-ounce, 2-cup bottle of baby shampoo, you would use 1.5 cups of distilled water, a 1/4 cup of soap flakes, and 2 or so drops of essential oil. This is the baby shampoo step-by-step basic guide. 1. In a pot on the stove, bring the distilled water to boil, then let it cool for a bit, 8 or 9 minutes. 2. Add in the soap and stir until fully dissolved and essentially dispersed. 3. Add in essential oil and again stir until well mixed. 4. Let cool as you see fit. This is when it will gel into an actual substance that you can use in the bathroom. Funnel is recommended to a clean squeeze bottle. With these simple steps, you can vary the oils and scents however you like. You can be sure that your baby has not been attacked with chemicals, and almost any combination will leave your baby soft, smooth, clean, and comfy. The first time you try a new combination, make sure to test the dab on your baby's wrist first to make sure they don't have a surprise reaction to a particular combination. This is primarily for the oils. But once you're sure of that, there's no end to the homemade baby shampoo recipes you can imagine. We're about to sign off, but there was one more important bit of information that I wanted to go over with you guys from theearth.com, which was telling me about a lot of the tear-free. When you see products that say, oh, it's for your baby, it's tear-free, they're actually using numbing agents that numb the parts so you think that your baby's great, but it's a numbing agent and it's crazy. It's like going to the dentist while you're taking a bath. So tear-free does not mean tear-free. It means that they're using numbing agents. So again, just don't buy into the packaging. You want to find, there was this other little company that I found online, although again, it's very hard because they don't always list their ingredients and they use, you know, words like almost all natural or safe enough. So it's very hard. But littleforest.com was saying that their products, their baby shampoo, uses the same pH levels that is in your baby's delicate eyes and does not use any of these numbing agents. So that was very interesting to me because basically when you see tear-free, there's a numbing agent in there. And it's kind of like giving your baby, you know, NyQuil to go to sleep. It's sick. This is Alessandra with Growing Good. We had a great day today, and we're going to be taking off for the holidays. Heritage Radio Network would love to extend our love and prayers of recovery to a great friend, Jonathan Tobin, who was in the station here just a couple weeks ago, spreading his love and light to the kids, DJing soul classics for kids for our Halloween special. He was in a freak accident in California, sleeping in his motel room after making hundreds of more people happy at his famous soul clap dance-off that he takes on tour nationwide. This is just an amazing, one of the greatest individuals I've known. And in sleeping in his bed in his motel room, a taxi crashed through his wall and pinned him. Pin them to the wall and to the ground. It's crazy. We're sending him our prayers. And the best thing that you can do for us, you don't need to know this person. You can look him up. He's just spreading the music and the love all over the country and soon all over Europe. You can make donations to him and his family at iHeartTobin. That's iHeartTobin @gmail.com. Any little bit helps, $1, $5. We miss you, Jonathan, and we hope to see you soon. Love and light from Growing Good.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. You're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those